Tell me your story, new paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, and at this particular juncture in our program, we're going to pause and take a look at what is going on astrologically as well as astronomically with our astrological and astronomical assignment editor, Beth McDonald, and we are fast approaching that wonderful phrase we've been dealing with the last few weeks called retrograde, Mercury in retrograde. I know somebody who would say to me, I owned a Mercury in retrograde once, and, you know, it was a pretty nice car. It starts the 10th, runs through the 29th. Question I have for you in regards to this business of degrees in the zodiac system.
Yes.
5 degrees in Capricorn to 19 degrees in Sagittarius. Can you give us kind of a primer on the concept of degrees?
Yes. It's a way of measuring space. And it's my understanding is it's similar to, how we measure things at sea and on land. It's just the way we look at things up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
The tricky part is, or the big difference, the hardest thing I think people have to wrap their heads around is that in Western astrology, there are 30 degrees for every sign. So if, for example, this Mercury retrograde starts in early Capricorn, it basically goes back 5 degrees and then crosses over into the 30th, or actually the 29th degree of Sagittarius. So it virtually moves backwards
and,
the calculations.
Okay, and if I were to use the... I'll call it the analogy of the light spectrum. Capricorn, as an example, has 30 degrees.
Yeah.
And as you move, let's say, from left to right, zero degrees to 30, the hue changes as you get closer and closer to the next sign.
Absolutely. That's absolutely brilliant, and that's a very advanced concept. Most people don't get that till way later in the game, but, given how much time you spend dabbling in all these things, I'm not surprised at all. But, yes, as you get closer to that borderline between one sign and another, the signs take on the attributes of each other. You know, as Mercury moves... closer to Sag from Capricorn, it becomes more Sagittarian. It'll become warmer, more friendly, more jovial, more interested in partying, maybe less committed to its agendas and its disciplines, and vice versa.
We also have some other things going on. We just celebrated the start of Hanukkah.
Yes.
I had a wonderful education in Hanukkah, the Jewish holiday, several years back when I was wanting to learn more about it, thinking, oh, this is a great, big, neat holiday, and this looks like fun. Not so much because of the 8 gifts in the 8 days, but because it was taking 8 days and so forth. And then I found from one of my Jewish friends, this is sort of one of the minor days in the Jewish calendar.
It's not a big deal. It's not as big.
Right.
It's not as big.
It's important, but it's
important.
Not. Right. And then we also have the sun moving into Sagittarius, and that has to do with basically until, what is this, until the solstice?
At the 21st.
When there's an eclipse?
There is a total lunar eclipse on the 31st. And that is a time when more is revealed. And what I've been telling all my regulars this week, actually, I've had a lot of people calling in about past life regression. So this interview with Barbara and your message, Barbara, is so timely. You know, the Mercury retrogrades are a very good time to be mucking about in your own unconscious and your own past life or other life, other dimensional life. Experiences, and especially as we get towards the lunar eclipse. I had people who wanted to actually schedule on that very day. It's a more powerful day for doing that kind of work.
So, interesting.
Very interesting. Very
and
interesting.
People can get a hold of you, Beth, at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes, here in Santa Barbara.
Encourage people to do that to get further information, and we will be talking with you next week as we start our deepening conversation into 2012, transforming through 2012.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you, Barbara. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And this is Tell Me Your Story. We'll be right back.